Hello, my brothers and sisters. This is Bishop David Ricken. As we begin the beautiful month of August, I'm reminded that summer will soon come to an end. This means that countless students will return to various schools and many young adults will embark on new adventures at colleges or universities. Others will begin the search for work. I'm also mindful during this time that the seminarians of the Green Bay Diocese will be returning to their seminaries to study, pray, and to seek the will of God. This is an event that I ask you to stop and ponder for a moment. Why would these young men leave so much behind in order to follow Jesus Christ in such a noble but challenging way? We have been blessed with many seminarians and priests who desire to help all people get connected to the church. They want for you what Jesus wants for you. That is healing, grace, hope, and salvation. Their mission will be to anoint the world with the love of Jesus Christ. As Pope Francis said this past Holy Thursday, a good priest can be recognized by the way his people are anointed. This is clear proof. Our diocese has been blessed with holy priests. They've been generously anointed by the Holy Spirit in the sacrament of holy orders. In return, they offer the Eucharist, they forgive sins through the ministry of the Church, they anoint the sick, and they are present during moments of greatest joy like marriage, baptism, and confirmation. They also stand with you in your darkest days, for example, during the loss of a loved one. Much of the training and formation a good priest receives takes place in seminaries. The seminary experience is essential in preparing them to spread the gospel message and the anointing of Christ. I'm so pleased to introduce you to two men who have answered the call to follow Christ in this unique way. I had the pleasure of ordaining to the priesthood Alvin Amati and Michael Warden to be priests for the Diocese of Green Bay.
My name is Father Alvin Amati. I'm a newly ordained priest for the Diocese of Green Bay. And getting ordained as a priest is one of the greatest joys of my life, and I feel incredibly blessed and privileged. The best thing about priestly service is the fact that it's not about me. It's about Jesus Christ who has called me and who is using me each day as his instrument to anoint his people in the church. So I have to remind myself of that every day. And that gives me hope. That gives me joy. That also gives me a lot of peace. Thank you for all your prayers and financial support of the Seminarian Collection. May God bless you.
My name is Father Michael Warden. I'm originally from Pulaski, Wisconsin, and I feel blessed because I've been called to such a great vocation in the church as a priest of Jesus Christ and participation in that very ministry of Christ that was begun 2,000 years ago. I can say without a doubt I'm thankful for the people of the Green Bay Diocese, especially for our seminary and collection. You know, I had a little money saved before I entered seminary, and that money was exhausted probably a year after I entered seminary. And ever since then, everything I have has all come from the people of the Green Bay Diocese. Thank you from the bottom of my heart, and may God bless you.
Thank you, Father Michael and Father Alvin. I'm deeply grateful for our new priests' dedication to the church and for their deep desire to anoint the world. Currently, we have 25 men studying for the priesthood. Each year, more and more men are answering the Lord's call. With this great news comes the challenge of funding their education. It costs almost $35,000 per seminarian per year. This year, the direct support of our seminarians will cost more than $850,000. These men are our hope for the future, and we need to help them today. Please consider a generous gift to this year's seminarian collection. Your gift of $25, $50, $100, $500, or even more will help greatly with tuition, room and board, insurance, funding for the vocations office, and other expenses. Thank you once again for all of your prayers and for your financial support of our seminarians. May God bless you, your family, and our church. As we move into this new academic year, please help us to anoint the world, now and for generations to come.